Lex Fridman, your phone is ringing. Ho, ho, ho.
Your daily Lex.
That was my daughter Sierra covering one of my two custom ringtones from They Might Be Giants. When she was feeling goofy and silly. I'm sure she'll be thrilled that I included it in this episode of the podcast, but it was here in my Logic app, so I thought it'd be fun to share with all of you, which I have now done. Happy Monday. I would not actually say it's a happy Monday. I would say it's a terrifying Monday. But for now, we're not going to ignore the world, but we're not going to, it's important, I think, not to let it bring you down. I'm thinking about this in a lot of ways. Like, there's the whole Neil Gaiman kerfuffle, which if you're not caught up on, he writes a lot of stuff. People love a lot of his stuff. Turns out he's a horrible person. And you don't need your daily Lex to give you a discussion on liking the art despite the artist. And there are some artists whose work I simply refuse to and cannot enjoy. Mel Gibson comes to mind. But I think it's important not to despair and not to lose hope. But at the same time, well, I'm not going to despair and lose hope. Also a realist. I think it's going to be pretty bad for the next 4 years. And I feel some real misery about that. I'm hopeful we can limit it to 2 years by getting Democrats to actually vote in 2 years' time. We'll see. But other topics, other thoughts. One is, so fun in my life here in central New Jersey. I've discussed this before. I'm surrounded by New York Giants fans. I'm an Eagles fan. And I invited several friends over, all of whom chose to root against the Eagles just because they like the Giants. They thought it'd be fun to root against me and my interests. And I get it. I support them. And then I was engaging in a debate with my buddy Frank because I was telling Frank, you know, when the Giants twice played the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I rooted for the Giants because I would rather see them win than Tom Brady win. And when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, Frank rooted against the Eagles, just like he was rooting against them yesterday. And he's like, well, what if the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl? And I'm like, well, it depends on who they're playing. if they're playing the Patriots, the Tom Brady Patriots anyway, I'm rooting for the Cowboys. It would be hard, but I could get it done. So anyway, I just thought it was funny. Of course, the Eagles won. And they're going to win next week at home in Philadelphia. And then they're going to go to Super Bowl. And they're going to win that too. I'm hoping against the Buffalo Bills because I think all of us are tired of seeing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. If you're not tired of seeing the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl, you live in Kansas City, as far as I can tell. Also, this past weekend, both Liam and I had our Rock Shop shows, and I have to say, my Rock Shop show went fine. You know, we are, I was going to say adequate, but that obviously has a slight negative connotation. We were fine. We did what we set out to do. Liam and Liam's band were really exceptional. I was so glad I didn't have to go on right after his. I'm always impressed by Liam, but you know, he drummed on a bunch of songs this time and his drumming was incredible, impeccable, like just so good. And then, his band set list, he was in two bands, but his first band set list was so funny because it had like Metallica and the instrumental song Frankenstein, on which Liam did keyboard. And then you also have Liam singing and playing piano on, Billy Joel's Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. And just the mix of songs and how different they all were amused me. I posted a YouTube playlist of all of Liam's initial set. He had a second band too that he played bass and keyboard in, and that band was good too, but this first one was just so good. It was kind of crazy and a joy to behold. We got a little bit more snow than was forecasted for our area, so that's been fun. And Ani had a friend come over yesterday before the snow started falling, and then the snow started falling, and in my head I'm like, hey, the friend should drive home now. But the friend didn't. So then, of course, the friend had a sleepover. And that was funny. Funny because she hadn't packed anything. So because she's taller than everybody else in my family, except me, I hooked her up with some old pajamas of mine. And of course, we have extra toothbrushes, whatever. Barely used. Just kidding. Not used. Don't be weird. So it was fine. And the friend went home this morning. And speaking of kids and driving, Sierra is having her first true driving instructor lessons right now. She and I have done some parking lot driving, but now Sierra is doing real on-the-road driving for 3 hours. 3 hours is a lot of driving for your first time. So, yeah. Kids keep growing up. Anyway, happy Monday or tolerable Monday to you, my dear friends. Goodbye.
Lex.